This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Great Reset. Tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. We've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, then, about to have nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I love you. I love you. People are always telling me that. Hundreds of millions right now. You never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses, starving to death, begging for God to help them, and no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything. And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. God is best to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what has seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
He must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. I'm playing this joke over here. That's why the energy platform didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think no radars, declare DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The bomber spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only winning move is not to fail.
have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person to have on this April 27th Wednesday transmission than an amazing comedian, great talk show host, and a good friend of mine, Count Dankula. He was arrested, he was charged, he was tried for making a joke with his pug, Heiling Hitler, which is similar things that John Cleese did, not even as funny as Count Dankula, on national British television. But make a joke about Hitler, something that all the leftists can do, and you, ladies and gentlemen, go to jail in the UK. And we have the UK and the EU coming out and telling Elon Musk, we don't care what you do, we're going to arrest you if you let people have free speech. And The View and others have come out and said that Elon Musk is a Nazi. Yes, because he wants free speech. What an incredible time to be alive. Musk slams anti-free speech authoritarians. I'm against censorship that goes far beyond the law, which is Section 230. You call for killing somebody, you post child porn, you go to jail. If it's illegal, well, then you aren't allowed to do it. It is a utility. Now I've got stacks of videos and articles with Clinton appointees and Obama appointees, Robert Reich, you name it, saying, well, it's a utility. We got to be able to say whatever we want. Well, yeah, Musk isn't going to censor you. He's saying, we're going to let us have a free-for-all, but you leftists can't win a debate. I wouldn't say I'm a right-winger. They call me one. I'm an anti-war libertarian overall, but I am a Christian. Count Dankula, I wouldn't call him a right-winger. But it doesn't matter. They want to silence who's popular because they don't want populism. EU threatens Musk, says it's not your rules which apply here. Elon Musk responds to Russian collusion hoaxers currently working at Twitter who put out fake reports about Russia that have proven to be lies, points to big changes. The response is to say he's a Russian agent. Babylon Bee puts out the satire piece. Musk Twitter purchases fails after 138,000 board member votes found overnight. Didn't really happen, but it's just like the election. Here's Robert Reich I mentioned. Musk and his apologists say if consumers don't like what he does with Twitter, they can go elsewhere. But where else do consumers go to post short messages that can reach millions of people other than Twitter? The free market increasingly reflects the demands of big money. Oh, so big money owned it before and wouldn't let conservatives, 96-4, that's in a big study here, have free speech. But when he says everybody gets it, that's now censorship. See, censorship for the authoritarian left is free speech. Tech employees are much more liberal than their employers, at least so far as the candidates they support. Here's some of the reports. I said 96%. It's 98.7%. And the censorship's 96% against conservatives. And it goes on and on and on. With Bill Gates not being popular, Macron being hit with tomatoes, they are gaslighting us. And to talk about it all is the mighty Count Dankula, host of Mad Lads and some of my favorite shows, YouTuber, comedian, free speech activist on Twitter, at Count Dankula TV on YouTube. Count Dankula. We'll talk about Musk takes down the censors and so much more. Good to have you here, Count. Last time you were on with us was a couple years ago in studio.
Yeah, it's been a little while since I've been back, but it's good to be back. Long time no see, Alex.
Man, what a crazy world, bro, because you and I were like the carries of the coal mine, and now this stuff's crazy.
Honestly, one of the things that, as you were pointing out there, see how that Robert Reich tweet that you were just talking about there, there was a reply he made under it to his own tweet where he used the term platform monopoly. Now, platform monopoly was a term that I started using years ago when you went through your great unpersoning where all of big tech came together and just decided, you know, Alex Jones doesn't exist anymore. I used the term platform monopoly to show that why collusion of big tech, Silicon Valley, you know, who control the online speech of about 80% of the English-speaking world, why it's such a dangerous thing for them to all be working together and to have a monopoly. And one thing that I've said for years and years and years whenever I'm arguing with leftists online is when it comes to the monopolization of information, the only reason you support it right now is because it works in your favor. But if it was the other way around, then you would all be making the exact same arguments we are. And Robert Reich was one of the people that said, used the phrase platform monopoly, used the exact same arguments that we're all making. And I've seen them all do it, going, oh, it's very, very dangerous when someone with such a bias owns a tech media platform. It will be full of misinformation and censorship and all leftists are going to get this and that done to them. And we were all just sort of sitting there going, yeah, that does sound awful, even though that's literally what we've all been living through for the last 4 years.
Yeah, they haven't arrested me yet for my speech. They have you. And last time I checked, how much you have to spend? I mean, how did that all end?
Oh, it's all over now. I got caught out in a complete catch-22 because I was going to take my case to the European Court of Human Rights. But the way that the system worked is it was a complete catch-22. I did not file the case in time, but in order to file the case in time, I wouldn't have been able to meet the requirements to actually file my case. So no matter what I did, I was completely screwed. But I've got about £40,000 left from the fundraiser we did to fund my legal defence, and I have been spending the last 3 weeks trying to find charities to donate the £40,000 to. But because the money is coming from me, every single charity has rejected me. All of them.
Incredible. Incredible. And we'll try to find it and put it on screen live or later in post. We posted a Bando video. But the famous images of you coming out of court, there it is. Thumbs. I mean, that's powerful. Look at
that's my arrest. Yeah. That's my arrest. That's they're dragging me out of my house.
Yeah, I saw the court one similar where you put your thumbs up, right?
Yeah. I was waving and smiling as I came out of the court because I was expecting to go to prison. I was fully expecting a... for them to try and make an example
again,
of
again, that was you getting your pug to Heil Hitler. It was funny.
Yeah, it was a joke. Like anyone with two brain cells knows that video was a joke, but the government saw an excellent chance to set an example for people who might dare to make, you know, such funny, edgy jokes in future. It was a scare tactic. It was a sort of display of, like, even though that picture of me getting led out of my house in handcuffs, the reason that the reporters were actually there is because the police illegally tipped them off as to the exact date and time of the arrest because they wanted a perp walk. They were like, look at this big bad white supremacist Nazi that we've caught. This is what will happen to you if you dare to do the same thing.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of media out there, but I watch your stuff at least every week. It's or every time Mad Lads comes out. I would not even describe you as a right winger. That's what's ridiculous about this.
I'm a libertarian. I'm anti-war, anti-state. You know, I read a lot of Rothbard. I read a lot of Hans Hermann Hopper. I wouldn't even really consider myself right-wing. No. But, you know, basically, back in the 90s, I would be considered a leftist. If we were back in the 90s, I would be considered a leftist. But, you know, that's...
Well, yeah, the leftists I knew in the 90s were like anti-war, pro-free speech. I mean, other than abortion and stuff, I agree with them. They were all really cool. He's drink beer with them. Now they kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, just everything. I have no idea what the hell went wrong. When you look back at all, like, the great, like, I consider leftist comedians, you know, you've got George Carlin, you've got Bill Hicks and stuff like that, and it's like, I always have to think to myself, what would they think about what modern leftism has become? I mean, even Bill Maher. Bill Maher is completely fed up with the modern left. He can't stand it anymore, and he now spends an awful lot of his show, you know, dunking on what the modern left has become. I mean, it has become a joke. Like, some of the everything is an extreme, you know. If anyone is, like, even the tiniest, slightest little bit to the right, they're a Nazi, fascist, uber-mega-Hitler. You know, just because they're like, maybe we should have some checks at the border. Maybe some, you know, just to make sure we're not letting any rapists or criminal gangs in. But apparently, just by you wanting that, you know, you're the second coming of Adolf Hitler. I don't understand. Everything's exaggerated.
I want to ask you when we come back where you think it's all going, because I asked Gavin McGinnis a long time ago, like 6 years ago, what's peak leftism? He said it's going to go a long way, but I think we're getting close to it with what's happened to Twitter, Elon Musk. What do you expect to happen next? What's happening in the UK? What's happening with the Russia-Ukraine situation? All of this will be covered with Count Dankula on the other side. But in 20 seconds, I haven't checked your site in the last week. What's your latest Mad Lad piece?
The latest Mad Lad video uploaded was actually the Washington Sniper. I did a video on the Washington Sniper. That was I'm not going to say a fun one, but it was an interesting one.
Well, I'm a big fan. Count Dankula is our guest. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Please stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
super viral pub hailing Hitler. It could be okay with countless other comedians and leftists of the past and John Cleese and Monty Python, but not when Count Dankula did it.
Sieg Heil. Who's a good wee Nazi?
Buddha. Do you want a gas of juice? Do you want a gas of juice? Mom will gas of juice, son.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
What, gas the Jews?
Gas the Jews? Do I gas the Jews? Do I gas the Jews? Do I gas the Jews?
I'm not a racist, by the way. I just really, really wanted to fun off.
Mark, tell me, have you got any...
So that's a Sky News edit without the really funny parts in there. But just imagine, folks, if you can arrest somebody for that, what could you not do? Getting back to Count Dankula here, great comedian, great talk show host. Elon Musk, I wanted you on about this even before it was unfolding. I wanted you on about free speech a few weeks ago. You're finally able to come on. Perfect timing. What do you make of Musk? What do you think of Musk? Where do you think this is going?
I do think he has a good head on his shoulders when it comes to freedom of speech and the exchange of ideas. I hope that he's definitely going to do good things for the platform. However, it remains to be seen. You know, I've been through far too much in the last 5 years to allow myself to get hopeful for anything. So I'm going to do a wait back and see approach, but obviously like support him, you know, in any way that I would be able to. But one of the key things that I'm noticing as well is everyone saying, oh, billionaires shouldn't be allowed to own social media platforms. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, since their inception, all social media platforms have been owned by billionaires. They all already own them. You just don't like this billionaire that's owning this one. And one of the arguments that people are saying, and I'm fed up of hearing this is a threat to our democracy. It's a threat to our democracy. Oh, it's a threat to our democracy. Now, in my understanding, the way I was raised, in my understanding of democracy is when people are allowed to make an informed vote in a parliamentary system. So you've got two candidates that are running for office, and the public get to decide who they vote for. But their vote has to be informed. Both candidates have to give both sides of the story and tell the public why they should be able to vote for them. So if you are not allowing one of the candidates to even speak and present their arguments to actually have a chance of winning any votes, well, then that means you are undemocratic. You don't believe in the democratic process. Instead, you just see it as a convenient means to an end where you use your control of social media to, you know, brainwash everybody into voting for the candidate that you personally want. Right? So see, if you have control over the megaphone and you don't share it with anyone, then that is undemocratic. So if you don't believe in freedom of speech, then you also don't believe in democracy. And that's why they are so upset about this. They are terrified of the fact that their ideas will now have to compete on a level playing field. They're worried that the fight will be fair. And the reason that they're worried about that is in a fair fight, they're not going to win.
Beautifully said. Let me play you Artie Melbourne, a MSNBC host and Democratic Party operative, inverting and projecting and gaslighting about everything they've done, fixing elections, 96% monopolies. And then he's saying that's what's going to happen if Musk allows freedom. Here it is.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees. Or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else. And the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Lord Dankula, what do you make of that? That has got to be the most inverted, where he's telling you what they've been doing and then acting like we're going to do it.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar. Everything he said there sounded extremely familiar. It almost feels like that's what we've been going through for like the last 4 or 5 years. Basically, it got to the point where, you know, whenever anything came out about Trump, you were allowed to say any wild thing that you wanted to about Trump. You could say anything, you know. like the Russia, was it Pissgate or whatever they called it, that was spread far and wide all over the place. Mention anything about a certain laptop or certain vehicles with some boxes of votes turning up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you were banned. And also other things as well. If you said anything about, you know, certain parts of the COVID vaccine or, you know, where the origins of the virus, you were banned, you were removed, you were not allowed to talk about these things. Even though some of the stuff about COVID later turned out to be true, the accounts that said the original true stuff were still left banned. Right, and it's just, it is a case of, they enjoyed this system because it was so one-sided. It worked so well in their favour. They were like, because the Biden laptop stuff was damning. It was absolutely damning. And they knew that it was going to be a massive problem in the lead up to the election. So what did they do? They stifled absolutely everything about the laptop, and then they made damn sure that they got rid of Project Veritas as soon as they could. Because
yeah, the FBI raided them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that was it. What was it over? There was a certain diary that was found as well, and that was what instigated the FBI raid. But it's a case of, they don't like it when the other side has the same power they do to be able to question. They don't like that. There are certain things that people might want to point out, or certain points that people might want to make. If it's going to be damning to the Democrats or those that are in power, then they're not going to let them do it. And that's why their control of Twitter was such a convenient tool, because not only could you ban people and silence people from being on the platform and actually getting the word out there, but you could also tweak the algorithm so that people only saw specific information that you wanted them to see, you know, things that would very slightly over time make them lean further and further and further to the left, and it would be all this stuff like Republicans evil, Republicans eat babies, Republicans are going to...
Or the vaccine totally works, or the lockdowns are good, or the masks totally work, all lies. So let me ask you this. Obviously, tell me if you disagree, I think the worm is turning, I think the pendulum's begun to kind of stop, it's about to swing back. You think that's an accurate statement, and what happens once it swings back?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it all over the place. Like, see when Elon Musk bought Twitter after some of the things he was saying about freedom of speech. Like, for example, was it the New York Times were banned for posting the Hunter laptop story? And Elon Musk made a reply to the tweet saying, yes, that is a very, you know, that's a very bad thing.
Yeah, New York Post, absolutely. He's saying that's wrong.
Yeah, that was it, basically. So seeing things like that, and now knowing that Elon Musk owns Twitter, that was a white-pilling moment for me. It made me think, well, we are actually going to be able to see how the whole free marketplace of ideas, you know, that thing that leftists always roll their eyes at because they say it's a system that doesn't work. Well, the reason that they don't believe the system works is because they never win in it. You know, it's like saying, like, boxing matches proved who is the best fighter, but if leftists are always losing, they're saying, well, boxing doesn't work. Boxing doesn't show who's the best fighter. You know, they need a handicap. You know, they need stabilizers on their ideas to help them through. And the fact that Elon Musk has now bought Twitter and seems to be very focused on freedom of speech, that's what's making them all panic so much.
That's a great analogy. You want to come back with that? It's like, you can't beat Mike Tyson in his prime, so you bring a shotgun. And that's the left. They brought a shotgun to fight Mike Tyson. I don't blame them, but liberty and freedom is too sexy.
Oh, no, it's different. Instead, what they did is, instead of actually allowing the boxing match to happen, they instead dug up Mike Tyson's old tweets and got him banned from even boxing in the match.
Exactly. Stay there, Count Dankula. You are on fire as usual. We'll be right back. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Basically stopped. It's swinging back and forth. There's that moment where it just stops, and now it's beginning to come back. What is that going to look like? We don't want to behave like the left and act like them. We don't want to censor them. They're claiming Musk is going to do that, but he said no. Once it's not illegal, we're going to do it. That's what freedom is all about. So, Count Dankula, what are your predictions, my friend?
I think what we're going to see over the next year, if Musk goes ahead and does what he proposes that he's actually going to do, is our ideas competing on a level playing field. We will see most likely an increase in voters. However, I believe that was going to happen anyway because of the absolutely awful job Biden's doing. But I believe we are going to see a lot more people coming to, you know, the right wing or centrism or, you know, just being standard libertarians and stuff like that as well. And I think without the censorship going on, I think things are going to get a lot more sensible because after 2016, the internet and so many different websites became just a complete nightmare, you know. Mention Trump's name and everyone started frothing at the mouth, you know, like a shark with a drop of blood in the water, right? Everybody freaked out. And I think that over time, all of that is going to calm down a lot. I think all the everything's Nazi, everything's racist, everything's fascist stuff is going to calm down. You know, I'm feeling a little bit hopeful. because ideas will now be able to bounce off each other. Because again, I like the free marketplace of ideas. That way, the best ideas rise to the top. You know, if something's a bad idea, then the public will reject it. If it's a good idea, then the public will take it. But as for showing that a lot of people have an issue with, oh, but you're going to give free speech to socialists and communists and leftists, the people who would take your free speech away from you. And it's a case of, yes, I would offer that because, you know, that famous clip, you know, would you get rid of the law to get at the devil? It's one of my favourite clips and I enjoy that. And the reason for that is I want people to be able to experience and appreciate how much better things can be in a fair system. It's a case of, you know, because see, if you start censoring people, you know, as we know, then they get painted as a victim. When you censor and attack people and take away their voice, infrastructure then gets built by that certain political sphere to support and boost them. I mean, look what happened to Libs of TikTok, right? That was a hardcore cancellation by Taylor Lorenz. Like,
and for those that don't know the story, recap it for them.
Oh, yeah. Libs of TikTok is a Twitter account that likes to take, you know, liberals who are on TikTok who say wild and crazy things and essentially just post their exact own words on, well, that's all she does, right? She takes what these people have said and posts them on Twitter. That's it. That's all she does.
Where they say, we're going to have sex with your children, we're going to take your guns, we're going to destroy America. They just show what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's just basically like these are the words out of their own mouth, and everyone's like, "Oh, but they're making liberals look bad." And it's like, no, this is them saying it. She didn't say it. The liberals said it. She just showed it to more people, right? If people didn't like it, well, there you go. There's a free marketplace of ideas. People didn't like what this person said, and so they've rejected it, or they're mocking the person, or making fun of them, and all that other
stuff. And then she has the nerve to say that if people criticize her, it's censorship and an attack, but then she's doxing people. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just 2 weeks before she did it, she says, oh, online harassment's terrible, and doxing's terrible, and people try and get your private information. And then she turns up at Libs of TikTok's house and at the homes of her family members and everyone. So basically, like, she didn't mean a thing. She loves doxing. You know, it's this whole hypocritical thing where, oh, doxing's fine when we do it because our enemies are bad and we are the good guys. So horrible things, it's okay to do that to our enemies. But when it happened to Taylor Lorenz, she was freaking out about it and crying about it and all that type of stuff as well. But when they tried to cancel Libs of TikTok, instead, it was the same thing that happened to me. You know, the Streisand effect kicked in, and Libs of TikTok absolutely exploded in popularity and was getting support from everyone. So see the whole cancellation and attempted censorship stuff? It doesn't work because we've been going through the censorship thing for like the last 5-6 years, right? And we are all still going really, really strong because we built infrastructure to support each other whenever we get cancelled. If we do the same to the communists and the socialists, the exact same thing will happen. They will do the exact same thing, and then they'll be able to play themselves.
No, I agree. We don't want to censor them because we want to expose their ideas. So let me ask you this. With Netflix imploding, with CNN in 1 month, CNN Plus closing, $300 million investment failure, everything they're doing is dying. Didn't they get, Twitter was dying, that by censoring real debate, it makes it very, very boring. We have leftists on every day. None of them will come on. Tucker Carlson built his brand. They would come on. Now they won't. They just won't debate. Even if it's a big show, they can't defend their ideas. And so where do you see it going with all the corporate media and Hollywood literally dying? They attempted to shut us up, hoping that would save them, but instead it just accelerated their destruction.
Well, exactly this has happened before, and it all stemmed from the censorship itself, right? Old school Hollywood, way, way back in the day, you know, the 30s, 40s, and 50s, had a thing called the Hays Code. I don't know if you've heard of it, and basically the Hays Code was a moral code put onto media to prevent, you know, stop people from having bad morals and to stop a moral shift in society. So the Hays Code had things, you know, like no sexual things on screen, you know, bad guys always have to get their comeuppance, no interracial kissing or romance at all, couples were not allowed to sleep in the same bed, all manners of different type of rules to preserve the morality or the political message that they wanted to push at the time. All that happened after a couple decades of that is people were getting sick of getting preached to. People were getting sick of media constantly telling them, this is the way society should be. This
exactly.
Is the way
it created the 60s and it made people wild because of the push the other way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So basically, everyone stopped consuming the media because people were like, I don't want to be preached to and told that I'm awful and told that I'm terrible and told how I should live my life. I just want to see a good movie, right? And what ended up happening was foreign films that didn't abide by the Hays Code were outperforming all of the American movies, right? So everybody, whenever people got sick of being preached to all the time, they went elsewhere for their entertainment. And that's exactly what happened. CNN Plus crashed because nobody wants to watch it. Netflix crashed because nobody wants to watch it. Because
Count Dangle, a perfect analogy and historical parallel. So with that big 10-pound brain, what is going to happen as they realize that they failed? What are they going to do?
Panic. They're going to panic. I don't know where it's going to go from here. I don't know what they would be capable of. I think they're already trying to draw links between Musk and China. They're trying to pull out that old chestnut as well, saying, "Oh, he's bought by China. He's a Putin puppet and all this other type of stuff as well." So they're just going to do the same as they've done for the last 5-6 years. They're just going to lie, exaggerate.
I agree. That's what losers do. They keep running the same playbook, even though it fails. So, what do you think that happens in a year or two? What happens?
I think it's the problem is they've played that hand far too many times that people just see right through it. Like, do you remember in 2014 when someone got called a racist or a Nazi, you immediately believed it, and it was a terrible, awful thing? But now in 2022, whenever you hear, oh, this guy's a racist or a Nazi, that your mind now goes to, okay, so he's someone who disagrees with the left, right? Because it got overused, it got overplayed. So see, when they come out with their lies and exaggerations and discreditations, nobody's going to believe it. It's not going to be as hard-hitting as it used to be because they've overdone it. You know, the boy has cried wolf far too many times, and now no one believes him.
I totally agree. That's a really positive outlook, and I agree. But what about the wild cards? We'll go to break and come back. Inflation, war. In 60 seconds, we're going to break. What's your view on the Ukraine situation?
I've personally completely tuned out of it because I don't believe anything that is coming out of it, because everybody knows that whenever there's a war, there's going to be propaganda. And what propaganda is two sides competing to see who can tell the most convincing lies, which is why Western media, Eastern media, Russian media, British media, American media, anything they say about the war, I've
You're right.
tuned
Giant
out.
Giant lie fest.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a case of, it's not even a case of, oh, because America bad, Russia bad, blah, blah. That's every single country. Look at every single country in history. When they go to war, they all lie their heads off. They all lie constantly. So, you know, it's just the way war goes. And if that's the way it goes, then I'm just not going to take part. That's why I've not been following it, not been listening to it.
Folks, he's got to do more live talk shows. Count Dankula is smart as it gets. We're going to come back to the final long segment and talk about whatever other issues he wants to get into. And where he sees this all going. Count Dankula is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up and cover news, take your calls. Here we are in the last 10 and a half minutes of hour number two with the man, the myth, the legend, Count Dankula. And I said, hey, I got a bunch of stuff I want to hit. Biden, what do you see happening with him? The economy, all this stuff. I said, what do you want to hit? He said, I want to hit Hunter Biden's laptop. And, you know, that's something that's so incredibly. Thousands of images of sex, some of it underage, smoking crack. But forget that part. That's bad enough. On board saying, I'm under Chinese intelligence control. And the head of Chinese intelligence has been arrested and disappeared. And the FBI's after me. That's recordings 2.5 years ago. They knew it. They suppressed it. Now it's out there. Where does this go? Because there's so many facets to this, obviously. The media is suppressing it, and then now it's out there. Why is it out there now? Where does Count Dankula see this going?
I think it's mostly a case of, like, the laptop came out at an extremely bad time. It came out at the election. It came out at a time when the Democrats absolutely would not have wanted it out there. You know, the worst possible time, and so they had to pull every string that they could to get the story absolutely buried. And they says it's a conspiracy theory, it was done by the Russians, it was all fake, you know, all these other different types of things right now. Basically, you know, a politician's son enjoying prostitutes and crack wasn't surprising to me, right? I didn't find that surprising. You know, that's just politicians doing politician things. It was the fact that no one was allowed to talk about it. People were banned from posting the images and posting the pictures. You know, it was getting suppressed absolutely everywhere. It was the New York Post ended up getting their account banned because they were posting information about it, and they were saying, this isn't real, this isn't real, this is fake. You know, it was back like with Hillary's emails. You know, I forget the guy's name who said on CNN, any information you get about these emails, you get it from us. You're not allowed to
look at these emails. Chris Cuomo on WikiLeaks, he said, we're allowed to look at WikiLeaks. You're not. You'll be arrested if you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. So in other words, let us give you our interpretation of events. Like, and that was what they wanted to do with the laptop as well. So that's why they got rid of it absolutely everywhere. Biden went on to win the election, and it ended up like a wee while later. I think it was only just in the last few months that some like new media outlets started to go, Okay, maybe the laptop story was real. And everyone is like, yeah, you're doing that after the election got won. Right, now you're doing it and now you're allowed it out there. But there's all types of things that are going to be allowed to get discussed now on Twitter, at least I hope. I'm not saying all this as, oh, this for a fact is happening. This is the path that I hope Musk goes down, where you are allowed to talk about the laptop, you are allowed to talk about vaccines, you are allowed to talk about certain haram subjects.
Yeah, let me interrupt you. That's a great question, because, again, you're a really intuitive guy. If you were Elon Musk, like if you were king of the world, if you owned Twitter, if you were worth $180 million, what would Count Dankula be doing if you were Elon Musk?
If I was him, I would be removing all information algorithms so that I, because he, using little tricks and programs to influence how people are thinking without letting them choose it for themselves, I find that absolutely morally bankrupt, so I would remove those immediately. Ideas being discussed, wouldn't care what ideas. If it was a discussion of certain ideas, then that's fine. I don't care what the idea is. If people want to discuss it, they can, even if I don't like the idea. The only things that I would do, offer as an olive branch, would be threats of violence that do indicate imminent lawless action, as it's called, and that's because based on old case in America, Brandenburg versus Ohio, where, you know, if a 12-year-old says, I'm going to kill you to someone on Xbox Live, well, he's not actually going to kill him, he was just angry. If a jealous, abusive, violent ex-boyfriend sends a message like that to his ex-girlfriend, well then, yeah, maybe the cop should have a little knock on his door. So actionable threats of violence, I would be fine with them being taken off.
Credible threats.
You know, credible, actual, you know, ones that will result in, the phrase is, imminent lawless action. So those ones, fine. Child porn, gone, obviously. that would definitely not be allowed on the platform. Outside of those, there's nothing I can really think of that I would want to censor. And also, I wouldn't want the power to censor. I don't think that's a power that should be in anyone's hands. You know,
and people, by the way, it looks like the first move he made, because I talked to Joe Rogan this morning, he's got 100,000 followers the last 24 hours on Twitter. All the conservatives, nationalists, populists are exploding. All the liberals are imploding. We're finding out they're bots. So it looks like Musk did immediately take some algorithm control system off. Here it is. Liberal Twitter users baffled as they lose thousands of followers after Musk buyout.
I have a different theory, right? Just I don't have any evidence for this, but this is just something that floated around my mind, and it's just something, you know, do with this what you will, right? Whenever Musk gave his first offer, they rejected it. They swallowed the poison pill, as it's called, to prevent him from taking over the company. And then they had about 4 or 5 days, and then they accepted the offer. And it was after that that they accepted the offer that we saw lots of, you know, left-wing accounts losing tons of followers, and we saw lots of right-wing accounts gaining lots of followers. I gained an awful lot of followers. Now, a theory that I have, Musk is barely in the door. He hasn't really done anything yet. You know, he's still signing paperwork. He hasn't even set foot in headquarters or anything. I think that Twitter maybe did a little bit of something that embassies do whenever they're doing a pullout, where delete certain things from the computer.
Oh, yeah, getting rid of their operatives.
Getting rid of any algorithms that suppressed or ghost banned certain accounts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the thing that Twitter denied doing.
I don't think you're wrong. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, and so basically what I believe, because I looked in, because loads of people were saying, oh, these are just people that are making new accounts and that is why you're getting followed. But then I decided to go into my new followers, because you can see them in order as they follow you. And yes, there were some people who had just made a fresh new account, but there was also lots of accounts that have been on the platform for years. And I also,
yeah, they've been trying to follow you, but they were kept getting to you. That's admitted that's happened. So in closing, where does all this go? What do you see unfolding?
I think it's a case where we are going to be allowed to be as popular as we are supposed to be in the free market. Basically, you know, people can't like you and follow your stuff and listen to your stuff if they have absolutely no idea you exist. So it was in, you know, the leftist's best interests to prevent people from hearing about you. You know, they learned a little bit too late that the Streisand effect was a very, very detrimental thing.
You survived, I survived. So final question then. It's obviously one of the top trending things. When does Alex Jones come back? When does Trump come back? When does Alex Jones come back? They brought back people like Tucker Carlson and others. Like you said, it'll take him, I think, a few months. I got asked by a well-known talk show host how long till I'm back, and I'd love to come back. I think a few months till he even gets partial control. They admit they had to lock out the employees of Twitter from a bunch of controls so they wouldn't sabotage him.
Yeah, they locked a lot of employees out of the tools because they were worried about, remember when there was an employee that left Twitter and as his little final hurrah before he left the company, he deleted Trump's account?
Yes.
You know, they were worried about people doing stuff like that. And I actually had thousands of people on Twitter that wanted me to ask you, if Elon Musk says Alex Jones is allowed back on Twitter, will you make an account?
Of course I'll make an account. I think Trump's wrong to say, oh, I'm on Truth Social, I won't come back to Twitter. He's even posted on Truth Social. So he should go back to Twitter and promote whatever he's doing. It's a really dumb move if Trump doesn't do it.
Yeah. He definitely should come back to Twitter because, like Musk said, as the online marketplace, you know, yeah, okay, there are alternatives out there. There are other marketplaces. Unfortunately, a lot of them are located in little dusty alleyways that only have a few people in them. You know, Twitter is the big one. It's the big main one where everybody comes, which is why I feel it's quite crucial for a platform with that much power to enforce freedom of speech so that ideas are being exchanged fairly. And so I believe that Trump should come back. I want Carpe Donctum to come back. I want Sargon of Akkad to come back. I know that Tommy Robinson tried to make an account yesterday and he announced his return, but then he was very quickly banned. I don't know if Tommy Robinson will be allowed back.
We've got to give Musk a while to get in there and get control. All right, Count Dankula, incredible interview. Everybody finds you at Count Dankula TV on Twitter and YouTube, Count Dankula. You got to come back more than every 2 years. We salute you. We really appreciate you. You're an amazing person.
Thanks very much, man. I appreciate it. It's good to be back.
Good to be back, brother. All right. What a crazy time to be alive. Next hour, I'm giving the number out. We're taking your calls. 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, people that disagree, agree. All we want is a clear telephone and a point you want to make. We're not censoring you. You disagree, please call in. Please, the head of the line. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to Infowars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. Infowarsstore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, Infowars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. Infowars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you. Hour number three, straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.